I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're meeting two best friends who have just started their own theater company and who just happen to both be named Mary.
Hello, my name is Mary Boyer, and I'm the artistic director of the Lakeside Theater Company.
My name is Mary Hoffman, and I'm the managing director, and I am originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so I am not a Toledo native, although I love Toledo.
So we've got A and B, Mary A for Mary Hoffman and Mary B for Mary Boyer. These two friends first met at the University of Detroit as they were studying theater. Then they met up again in New York, where they were both pursuing their dream to become successful actresses.
Right in smack dab in Manhattan. As soon as I moved there, right out of college, Mary was going to move there, and we said, oh, let's get a place together. I contacted the landlord, and he had another place down in Chelsea, which is like an amazing neighborhood, and we lived there for all that time.
That would be 48 years for Mary B, and about 42 years for Mary A. While in New York, these two Marys lived a pretty normal life for a young actress. They tried to find acting gigs, but worked some odd jobs on the side. Mary A. organized school theater trips to New York, and Mary B. worked in corporate America, a few teaching jobs, and then eventually started her own studio. But then, all of a sudden, they realized they had the time and the space to start a new chapter in their careers.
It's like we had always, since college, talked about starting a theater company. We're at places in our careers and our lives, and, you know, that includes how old we are. We're older than usual for this kind of thing. And we said, well, it's now or never. And I still love New York. I still have my studio there. I do go back and forth. But it was like, okay, where do we want to start this? You want someplace where you feel like, all right, I've already got an edge. And so we talked about Toledo or Pittsburgh.
Toledo or Pittsburgh, because Mary A. is originally from Pittsburgh and Mary B. is originally from Toledo. Toledo won because Mary B. joked that she had more family living in the area, so therefore more seats would be filled at performances. But on a serious note, Mary A., in visiting Toledo for the first time, saw potential in creating a theater company in Toledo.
So I came first, I don't know, 6 months or so before, and we really took us like a year and a half to basically get it off the ground, because it's a lot of paperwork and it's a lot of getting everything lined up. The minute I got here, I started looking at all the things you can do, made a little book of all the places you can go in Toledo, started seeing the local shows that the students are doing. High school students do great work here, university, all the local community theaters. It's amazing. You could probably go to the theater once a week in this town. So yeah, I love the park system. It's a great town for the arts.
And now Mary and Mary have thrown their hats into the ring, naming their company the Lakeside Theater Company. Production began this year with their 2019 season of The Heiress, Ella Montanari, and last but not least, Remember the Night, which comes out in December. This is probably the best part of having a theater company for Mary A. and Mary B., choosing the productions.
Oh, yes, we do. And we have bounced around play ideas for years and years, knowing we were going to do this. You know, I think new plays are so exciting, but it is not what interests us as artists. So we said we want to tap into classical American theater that doesn't get much exposure anymore.
And maybe in a certain sense we're like two old ladies doing old plays, but it's like it's part of the history of theater and learning about, you know, what went before to know what, you know, where it came to.
Creating your own theater company has its ups and downs. Lakeside is still looking for their own theater space, working out social media and the business side of things. But one of the positive sides is that Mary A. and Mary B. get to work together on this new adventure, something they've never done before.
I think it has been, you know, Mary and I have been best friends for 50 years. And we both have this creative background and are actors and have been involved with theater companies. But suddenly, since we're it, I think it has been beginning to discover here's where my talents are in the business and administration side of it. Here's where Mary's are. And, oh, wow, you're good at this, not me. I can't do that. So I think that has been quite a surprise and a discovery process because we've never been in a position like this with the same company.
And going back to the same old, you can start anything, anytime, any year, of any part of your life. You know, the old never too late kind of thing. Why not? We thought about that ahead of time, but now we've actually completed two of the shows in the first season. So we're like, I made the announcement the other day. I said, you're seeing the final performance of the second production of our first season. So, never too late.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.